Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it was a disappointing loss. It felt like, the Browns were going to make something of it there at the end. And obviously there's a lot to be critical of, including Freddie Kitchens' play calls, which he has talked about a lot today.
Yes.
And he deserves a ton of blame.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
I think he cost them the game last night.
He contributed to it, no doubt about it. He was a big part of the reason why they lost us. Listen, we got plenty to say about this game.
Yes.
There were some positives. A secondary that had brought a guy off the street, literally brought a guy off the street this week, was starting.
Yes.
And they were without all four of their starters at safety and corner. And yet I thought they held up pretty well. I thought the defense overall against a really good Rams team played as well as you could have expected in this game. I thought Nick Chubb, I thought the game plan in general for Nick Chubb was good.
Yeah, it was to run the ball.
He got his touches.
Keep the football away from the Rams offense.
They didn't take him off the field basically at all, which was great.
No, he played a ton, got a lot of carries. You know, they ran in some situations where maybe in the past they would have passed.
Yeah.
And which is quite weird why they didn't run the ball at all at first and goal from the four or five.
No. One other positive, by the way. The team has, I believe, improved each week. I actually think they were better yesterday than they were against the Jets.
Oh, listen, they were better yesterday than they were against the Jets, there's no doubt, but they played a much better team.
That's right.
That is a team that has a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl.
That's right. And the problem in the end is the passing game is off kilter, and it's been off kilter for three games, and there's a variety of reasons for it. The offense just in general has no flow and no rhythm.
It's still clunky.
Baker Mayfield is not playing well. That's flat out fact. He
that's
is not playing well.
He's not.
We can make all the excuses. I don't want to hear about, by the way, I don't want to hear anymore about the guys didn't play in preseason. We're three games into the season, Dustin.
I'm not worried about that.
I still heard it this morning because I listened a lot to the station. I listened to Ken and Lima for a while. I listened to Baskin and Phelps for a while. I wanted to get a feel for what fans were saying and what people were saying. And I still heard again, I don't want to hear this nonsense about the preseason already. The defense, again, had no starters in the secondary, and they played pretty well. I don't want to hear excuses for the offense. The line's not good. Baker's not playing well. The talent is there. They got to get the job done.
Yeah, listen, that defense to me, I haven't watched the Rams play a ton. I watched them play a little bit against the Saints a couple weeks back. Very impressed with that defense, the Rams. That is a very, very nasty, excellent defense. In the way that they played, the matched up against the Browns in the red zone, in the goal line situation at the end of the game.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Wade Phillips deserves a ton of credit for the game plan he put together last night because he brought it. And when you have Aaron Donald in the middle of that defense, it helps. That guy's a man-child.
Yeah, I mean, he's
a man-child.
He's a dominant player.
He's unblockable.
Yeah.
That's not to make excuses. The Browns still had a chance, and I believe should have at least tied that game up late.
Absolutely. And I think Freddie Kitchens should have and would have gone. I know you don't think he should have gone for it.
I think he would have gone for two.
I think he would have.
I would not have at home. In this situation, the way things had kind of played out, I would have kicked the PAT. But
they weren't consistently moving the ball. I would have tried to score and win. But it doesn't matter.
Neither here nor there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They didn't tie the game up.
Dustin, the offense didn't move the ball enough in this game. The offense didn't move the ball enough.
They're the one really good drive in the third quarter there, right?
Right.
Where they matched the score of the Rams.
Right.
They went 75 yards down the field.
And had the one drive that ended in a field goal in the first half, and that was it. The other 3 points were off a turnover. They didn't even miss the ball. I mean, they didn't even. And then the final drive, and it stalled out. There's a couple of things here. First of all, I don't know why nobody's talking about this. You and I and Keith were texting yesterday. Keith and I had a disagreement on this. I am convinced it was a huge mistake not to challenge that pass interference.
I would have challenged it.
Yes, absolutely. You should have challenged that. Freddie said, well, it would have been offsetting penalties. Yeah. You would have had second and 10 instead of third and 10.
It's worth to get that down back.
Yes, it's worth it.
It would have been second and 9. Right?
I understand these pass interferences are tricky. I get it. And you could lose a timeout. But ultimately, they didn't even use those timeouts well anyway.
Yeah.
And to me, that was a no-brainer pass interference. Ricky Seals-Jones, if he was not pushed, had a chance to catch that ball. That was not an uncatchable ball, and he got shoved out of bounds clearly, and Freddie didn't challenge. I'm convinced that that would have been overturned, and you would have had second and 10. The idea that you wouldn't challenge it because of offsetting penalty, second and 10 versus third and 10, Dustin, how big a difference is that?
Huge.
On the final drive. That's huge. The draw play on fourth and nine.
I don't
know what they're doing
there. I'm still scratching my head on that because I don't know if that was really the call. I don't know if they were just trying to
I thought they were just trying
to hard count.
Right.
And that may have been the case because they ran the play clock down all the way.
Yes.
And I thought in the moment, I'm thinking, wait a second, Baker just did the hard count and maybe the center just snapped it. Treader just snapped it on accident because he lost his mind. I don't know. That happens sometimes. I've seen it happen before. And then he just hands the ball to Baker or to Chubb. I don't know. I don't know what happened there. The play was not well designed. It was not well blocked.
No.
And
what are the odds of getting a first down on a fourth and nine draw play?
You saw the stat last night. It's never been called before.
I mean, that's absurd.
On a fourth and nine.
And then, as you mentioned briefly before, you have first and goal at the 4-yard line. With three timeouts, and they don't run the complaints about Beckham not getting a target there to me are silly. Whatever. You throw to who's open or you think's open. I don't care about that. Dustin, first and goal at the 4. You have three timeouts. How do you not run at least once? And I would have run the ball twice, honestly. I would have if Nick Chubb would have run the first two plays, there's a good chance you get in the end zone. If you give it to him two times in a row, there's a good chance you get in the end
zone.
You're
at least getting yourself. You think Nick Chubb's not going to get at least a yard or two on back-to-back plays?
Of course.
The guy falls forward for 3 yards.
I mean,
so the point is, even in that situation, you may get it down there. It's third and goal at the 1.
Yeah,
then also you can quarterback sneak it.
Exactly.
You got to just grind your way to that end zone in that situation, and you've got the three timeouts because the clock doesn't matter. What's funny is Freddie said in the press conference today, it's smart what they did by saving those timeouts.
Yeah.
So that you had flexibility down there that you could call whatever you want.
Yeah.
Instead, you run the exact same formation. There's no motion, by the way.
Yeah.
Which, you know, motion sometimes can set guys up, especially with the way that they were passing things off in the defensive scheme. And they did none of that. You're putting Nick Chubb out wide as a receiver, and Baker's sitting back there, literally a sitting duck.
Yeah.
And they run these wide techniques with their DNs and tackles, middle's wide open, but they did some twists and stuff. So Baker, you know, people were saying Baker could have run up the middle. I don't think he could have. Number one, he's not fast enough. And number two, it clogged up pretty quick as I watched it back.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to put a still photo out there.
If you put the
there.
Still photo, it looks like, oh my God, he'd run right through that.
Right.
No, first off, the Daniel Jones play, fantastic. Yeah. Good job out of him.
Yeah.
Baker's not as fast as Daniel Jones.
No.
So.
And Aaron Donald's probably faster than Baker.
He is faster than Baker.
Yeah.
Baker's a 4'8 guy.
Yeah, I mean, we've complained about all this. We didn't even talk about, Dustin, the series before that, when the Browns had it first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. Remember that? The penalty sets them back. And then...
Well, the penalties are still just atrocious.
Killing them. And then and then they're running all the, like, on first down, like first and 10 at your own 10. Get a run and get the ball going. They're running.
Get sacked, and now you're second and 17.
And Warren Sharp put out a little graphic showing all these deep patterns guys are running. What the hell are you doing, right? You're running deep patterns. It's first and 10 at your own 10-yard line with 7 minutes to go. I don't understand what they're doing. I'm not usually play call ripping guy. But yesterday was atrocious. Atrocious.
It was very, very bad. And Freddie's got to be better. Period. He's got to be better. I think he is, at this point, pressing a little bit.
Big time.
As a play caller.
He seems defensive. Stop.
I love the guy.
Yeah.
But this is not Freddie Kitchens. This is not the Freddie Kitchens you hired.
That's a good point. It's not. He's like a different guy now.
This is not the coach you hired. You would not have hired this coach.
No.
If this would have been the offense last year, he wouldn't have this job.
That is correct.
Right?
That is 100%
correct. So last year, when things were loose and free and running all this crazy formations and moving guys around and all kinds of window dressing, where's that now? Where'd it go?
It's gone.
Where'd it go?
It's gone. or they've done it very sporadically. And it was awful. And again, I was saying to you right before the show, you don't want to make wholesale sweeping comments about the whole season, right? The team's 1-2. I picked them to win 11 games. Like, I still think I don't think they can win 11 at this point, probably, but I still think they could go on a big run in the second half and win 9-10 games. I still think they can do that.
I don't think they're winning the playoffs.
Okay, they may not, but it's still possible. Like, the season.
Sure, it's possible.
You know,
but things would have to take a drastic turn here.
Yes, but. And I don't want to say, like, I don't want to make long term sweeping comments about Freddie Kitchens. But what I've seen through three games is Freddie Kitchens has done a bad job as the head coach through three games. I'm not saying fire him. I'm not saying he's going to be a bad coach. I'm saying in three games, he's done a very bad job.
Yeah.
A very bad job.
And listen, man, he's got a chance to bounce back this week. Okay, Baltimore just takes an L to Kansas City. They're talented.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, very talented.
Yeah.
You just lost to him last season in the final game of the year.
That's right.
Okay, to Lamar.
Yes.
It was a good game. Right?
It was. Lamar didn't play great in that game.
No.
He didn't play great. I didn't think he played great against Kansas City yesterday.
He didn't play great.
He was
but
fine.
He still makes dudes miss and he makes some plays, man. But I'll say this, man. You still get this win on Sunday. You're back to 2-2, and if everything feels totally different.
If they beat the Ravens.
There's such a huge difference between 2-2
yeah.
and 1-3.
If you win next week and the season ended, you'd be in the playoffs. You'd be division champs.
You would be. This division, I mean, Steelers are 0-3.
Yeah. That's
Steelers
right.
are 0-3.
0-3.
Cincinnati?
0-3.
0-3.
Yes.
So you're right there. That's why this game this weekend, oh my God,
yeah.
is bigger than the Rams game.
But the bottom line is, if Freddie and Baker and this offense in general don't improve what they're doing, then it's not going to happen. Mm-mm. It's not going to just magically happen. At all. We keep hearing Baker say, we're going to do this. We keep hearing Freddie say, we're going to do this. There's been a lot of promises. And so far, through three games, nothing's been delivered. The offense has been flat out bad. Baker's been bad. The offensive line's been bad. And the coaching's been embarrassing. The play calling was flat out embarrassing. That was amateur hour last night.
Man.
Flat out. And it's wasted effort because I thought the defense was coached well. And I thought the defense, considering that they were without five starters, five, including the entire secondary, against a really good team, I thought they made a hell of an effort. And it got wasted by a pathetic offensive performance.
It was disappointing. You know, I was thinking, Bull, when Burris gets the pick, I'm thinking, he better score. Because our offense is going
to
score.
How we used to always think. And we shouldn't have to think that way anymore.
Schober picks up the fumble. Great job. Johnny on the spot. Get in the end zone. I'm thinking these guys got to score defensively because the offense, I didn't know they were going to give us, you know, how many points we got? 13 points last
13
night?
13 points.
13 points.
Rams had four turnovers.
Listen, if you had four turnovers.
Three
turnovers.
Three turnovers, yeah.
If I told you that the Browns defense would hold the Rams to 20 points and you'd have three turnovers, how do you not win the game? How do you not win the game?
A pathetic performance by the offense, who moved the ball twice basically the whole game. And that's what we've seen. Inconsistency, not good enough. Stop making promises. Start getting it done on the field.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.